your business, your event. Let's talk about it today because guess what? We want you to do things right. We are super excited to have an expert joining us all about events. And this conversation is targeted to my entrepreneurs and my small business owners. Those of you that follow me know that I host events and I am a strong proponent of having an event as a part of your marketing and your brand, in particular, if you are a service provider. So we're going to get into it today. We have the amazing, wonderful, lovely Katona Robinson with us here in the virtual studio. So don't you move. We know that all of the streaming platforms are sending out notifications to let you know, hey, we're live and we're here on the air. So we're going to get started right after this.
Why y'all so happy?
And you don't know? Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated, excited, and influenced. Why? It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia. And now, here to motivate, excite, and influence you, Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting live from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard and seen all across the World Wide Web. Just fresh off of vacay, so I thought I'd give y'all a side pony today. but we are excited to have you joining us here. Shout out to all those that are with us in the virtual studio. Go ahead and say hello. We want to recognize you. And for those that are listening to the podcast version later on, wherever you're hanging out, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, all the great places, Google Play, thank you for listening, and those that are checking us out on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your lovely, wonderful host, Charvette Mitchell, again, broadcasting from Richmond, Virginia. And today's topic is all about events. We want to give you some best practices, maybe some mistakes we see people making, and just give you some advice and guidance if you are planning or thinking about hosting your next event, specifically for your business. So the title of the show is Your Business, Your Event. So let's do it the right way with Katona Robinson, who is in the virtual green room, ready to come up to the mic. Let me add that this segment is brought to you by my upcoming pop-up luxury retreat that is taking place in Orlando, Florida, the first weekend of November of this year. Jump over to joincharvette.com, joincharvette.com for this experience, this luxury experience. I've rented a 10,000 square foot mansion. It's going to be amazing. We're going to focus on your marketing, your support system, and mindset. Very critical things for your business. So join me in Orlando. You'll see a little bit more and hear a little bit more about it later on in the show. Let me shout out a few people I see coming on in. Hello, hello, hello. Hey, girl, hey, that's my mom, Betty. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hello to those that are hanging out with us in my Facebook group over on Facebook. Hey there, we're glad to have you. LinkedIn, we can't leave out LinkedIn. Thank you so much for being here. Elegant Manor Cottage, thank you for being here. Jermika, good to see you. Glad to have you in the audience. And continue again, if you know of a business owner or an entrepreneur that is incorporating events, conferences, networking, retreats, things of that nature into their overall service offerings, tag them and say, hey, you need to come check out the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. All right, without further ado, let's go ahead and jump right on in and bring my guest up to the mic. Let me tell you a little bit about her. Hey, Demetria, thank you for stopping on by. Today's guest, Katona Robinson. She is the owner of La Belle Papillon Premier Events, and she is a certified wedding and event planner currently in Charlotte, North Carolina. Listen, my flight connection was through Charlotte. Charlotte Airport is a madhouse, I'm telling you. So a lot going on in Charlotte, but by way of Richmond, Virginia. So listen, Richmond has roots with her. She attended the University of Richmond Continuing Studies Program and became a certified wedding and events planner. Over her past 20 years in the industry, she has had the opportunity to be an intern with and for celebrity event planner David Totora and his series of bridal shows in Philadelphia, Atlanta, called Your Wedding Experience. So bringing a lot of good stuff up with her experiences here. But her team, Katona and her team are the gurus of last minute events, where they have planned and implemented full wedding experiences in 45 days or less. I know people are pulling their hair out with that. But Katona's passion is really to make the world beautiful, one event at a time. For her, this is not a job, but a labor of love. Put your virtual hands together. We see you filling up and coming in to the virtual studio. Put your hands together for Katona joining us here live on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
We are glad to have you. We are glad to have you. Shout out over on YouTube. Can't forget to mention YouTube. Thank you. My sister Kim said, hair is cute. Yeah, I thought I'd give y'all a little side pony on today. But listen, I have to kind of mention how we originally connected. We connected because of Jamila Joy. Of you that are in Richmond, Virginia, definitely in the faith-based arena, Jamila Joy, a well-known radio personality, gospel music arena, radio personality. You all are like friends for like goo gobs of years. And so that's how we connected.
High school.
Y'all been friends. Okay. And so why I bring this up is that like we're literally just on the heels of the Stella Awards, which aired on BET on Sunday. And Jamila Joy had an internet radio station called I Shout for Joy. The Charvette Mitchell Radio Show was on that station, like live in person. It was so dope. Live in person internet radio station. And her I Shout for Joy won the first Stella Award for internet radio.
That was a great time.
It was. So I had to bring that up in particular again since the Stella Awards just come out the heels of that. shout out to Jamila. And I know she's off doing amazing other things. And so for those of you who are saying, what is the Stella Awards? Stella Awards is like basically the Grammys for gospel music. So in that industry. So there's that. But we are here to chat with you. Certainly, thank you for those that are coming on in from YouTube. Hey, Crystal. And listen, the audience is, Vanessa's here. Everybody is just, it's just stacked up waiting to hear. So how did you get into this space? How did you step into event planning?
You know, this is crazy because I literally started at the age of 11. And I'm going to tell you why. You ever had an how your mom is? I know she's all things glorious and lovely. It's one of those people that, you know, she just knows how to do everything. And it's just like this stuff. And so my mom went to culinary arts school, get a full-time job. My dad allowed her to actually take culinary arts, so she would go up there week. And she had a catering company. She decorated. So that's how I ended up in the industry, because as a kid, my brother and then my god sisters, we were all the helpers. So we went around. We decorated, we served you, we sang the grace to you when it was time to eat. Yeah, we were all things. And so that's my entrance to the industry at 11. And as I grew, you know, you go a teenager, you don't want to do anything anymore.
Yeah.
But I was working at a job where for birthdays, they would decorate your cuteness. One day, I realized my birthday was coming up and they like to decorate like animals, you know, zoo animals and things. And I'm thinking, I don't want my kids. Please don't do it. And just, I didn't even know I knew how to decorate. I didn't remember from my childhood. And I just went up, do you mind if I decorate people's desks for their birthdays? You mind if I do it? Can you tell me what you give them as a gift? And then I went out and I purchased, put it in the bottom of a file cabinet, and Katona the planner was birthed.
Wow. Organically. And so then so when did you know, and when did you decide, okay, let me, you know, go to the University of Richmond and kind of like formalize this?
Well, you know, I actually had started the business before I got certified. I was in 2005. And I I didn't get certified until 2012. I started going to the University of Richmond in 2011. And it was really that were in the industry started getting certified. And I really didn't want me from going into any type of arena. And so that's why I decided to do it, because I'm like, just have it. I have it. And today people don't use it. No, I have it. And the beauty of it was, though I was business and I had did a lot of things that they were teaching about, it allowed me an opportunity to connect with people in the industry at the West End, going to the Jefferson Hotel, catering managers, the CEOs, getting to know them, forming relationships with a lot. So I loved every minute of being in the class, even though I already had my business.
Oh, right. And so then how did you get connected with David Tatora?
My gosh. So really through the school I was certified with, it was in 2015, I promise you. I never checked my Yahoo email and just was going out to get Jamila and I something to eat. And I was sitting there waiting for food, cleaning out this Yahoo mailbox. And I had an email from the school of David Tatora. And they had sent the email days ago. And I was like, nah. And I went back and I checked it again. And then I called someone at what they needed for you to be selected, because you literally had to be interviewed. You had to turn in your portfolio. You had to have all of your social media channels open. Literally was viewing your stuff himself, him along with his team.
Wow. And
I got selected and I was like, whoa. And literally, it was such a great experience to work alongside him. He was doing a compilation of bridal shows, and he wanted industry alongside him. And so that's how I ended up in that space. And it was so many great people. Got to work with him personally. Got to talk about my business with a great experience.
Wonderful. And so let's dive into this topic. And I'm a huge proponent of entrepreneurs, you know, hosting events, you know, as a part of their brand, actually talk about it. And it's one of a part of our curriculum in our Platform Builder program. And then I'm on the, going into my first retreat, however, with 6 conferences under my belt. So definitely, know the benefit, yes, of hosting events. So let's talk about, in your opinion, you know, why are events, you know, powerful for entrepreneurs and small business owners?
I think they are powerful for entrepreneurs and business owners because it allows visibility. Business, that's one. And then it allows a financial boost in. Those are the two main reasons why you should have events. Who doesn't want to get theirs put out? You may say, okay, I'm booked for this month, but then you got the other months to come. Visibility allows people to tell other people about your business, and that helps boost financial ability in your business as well, right? So you want to have an event, it puts you on the map. We have social media. So when someone comes to your event, guess what? They're going to post pictures about your event. And then other people are going to hear about your business. And what are the website? They go to your social media platforms to find out what you do. And it all an event. And now you have another customer. You have another client. So event to boost your business.
Yes, yes, and yes. And so if you're just popping on in, hey, you're checking out the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Welcome. We are having this great discussion with Katona Robinson and talking about your business, your event. So let's do it. Let's do it right. And giving you some courage to think about you hosting an event and incorporating an event as a part of your business. If this is a first listen for you, first watch of this show, let us know in the chat. We want to recognize you. Or if you're in another state outside of Virginia or outside of North Carolina, let us know as well. Okay, so when entrepreneurs and business owners are putting events together, and there are all kinds of events, right? What are some of the mistakes that you see that people make?
I would say two main areas as owners and creating their event is one, thinking that you have to, and two, not going in with a budget. Very big, you know, even if you're planning to sell tickets, you start from. So let's start from having to do things on your own. A lot of your event planners, and I get it. I always tell people, everyone doesn't need an event planner, right? Someone needs help. And you may be planning your event, it still needs to run, right? So you may not have the time to allocate what you need to do to create your event. And that's when you need to use, that's very, very important. It's the same way we hire someone to help us with our social media, Charvette helping you build your business. You're outsourcing so that you can have to do business. And so there's nothing wrong with that. You know, you want to make sure that you really are struggling with or you can't touch in your day-to-day, that you give that to some people. Need to understand about event planners is that we don't have to do everything for your event. You can't afford that. So let's sit and let's customize what your need to have a successful event. There are event planners like myself that do customize. Come in and handle your logistics, your itineraries, connecting with vendors that you're going to need an event off the ground. The other thing is budget. That B word, people.
Yes, because, and I'm laughing because listen, and over on YouTube, Vanessa is saying budget is key. Wanda is saying budget is definitely key. So budget definitely has come up.
You have to have a budget. The thing about a budget is you need to know where you're going to start from. You're going and you're looking for a venue. You have all of these needs. But you don't even know what you're going to spend. Don't have an open-ended budget when we're trying to do an event. We want to stop and we want to. So you have to go in with a budget. You got to go in with how much you feel like you want. If you need to do more once you get in it, or even if you can do less, but you got it. You are going to go to some vendors and they will literally, that's you. What's your budget? If you go to the florist shop and you say, hey, I'm doing a few florals for a little reception I'm having afterwards, what are they going to ask you? They're going to ask you what's your budget. They're going to ask you, tell you the type of flowers you should use, what vases should go in. They're going to ask you. So those are two areas I feel like people struggle in, and I want paid a budget. You don't know how much stress it really takes off of you. Big figure, it releases a lot of stress when you create a budget.
And maybe perhaps like business owners might not know, because if you're a business owner, you're not doing events all the time. And so, is there a ballpark range, or should they really look at, this is what I have to invest in this event, and then I need to create an event that matches that? Or is there a range that they should have in mind or related to how much someone might spend on an event?
Probably be both, Charvette. I always tell people to create a minimum. The minimum is, you know, let's be realistic. We all have good things that you're thinking about having in your event. You can literally Google and kind of get a ballpark figure, what you may be your minimum amount. But then you're going to create a maximum, the amount go over. Okay. If you're creating both of those, we can probably land, you know, but you want yes. to have those figures. Right. You're in the middle of the minimum and maximum if you can. But if you can stretch it, that's fine once you what things actually cost. When I sit down with clients and they come to me for, I know venues, I know the type of venues, I know the cost of venues, I know the cost of rental, and I do a budget analysis with you. Before we even start contacting people, I estimated amount in the budget analysis so I can show you what for the venue. This is probably what you're going to spend for your rentals. This is probably what you're going to spend speakers, you know, for your audio and visual, all of those different things, party favors, you know, all of those different things. I put it in an estimated section idea of what you may spend. And that's why that minimum and that maximum is very, we start talking to vendors and we get the actual figures, then we can plug it in or you're going to land.
Ah, that's so good. That's so good. And so now I have my opinion on this next question. I want to hear yours. Okay. If someone is looking at a budget, small business owner, entrepreneur, again, this could be for a conference, it could be a retreat, it could be a networking event, and they're looking at having to cut the budget. What are the must-have, must-keep in, like you can't cut this, that you would recommend? Like if there are places that people have to cut, what's something that they shouldn't cut?
Well, you definitely say venue, but I don't really want to say that venue is going to be based on the capacity number that you want to have. It's going to be based on atmosphere. Those are the type of venues you want. That venue that's going to give vision about your event. You visualize how you see it and then seeing your event in that venue. Okay, so the venue, you know, have the ability to cut it, and you may be able to get another venue. I don't really want to say that there's no areas you can cut. It's just all contingent on what's most important to your event. You got to have a venue. Without the venue, but you can find somewhere that's a little bit cost efficient for you. Just contingent on your doing your event and planning your event as far as it in advance as possible, it's going to give you the best selections of getting different venues at different pricing. But I don't really want to, I mean, if you were planning on giving out party favors, cut. Mm-hmm. Because you can probably swap it out for reading more cost efficient because you can print it, you know? So that may be an area. If you were paying for food for those attending, let's just say you had a conference, you were including a meal, but you hadn't yet put it out there, that may be a good area to swap it out. Instead, do a break, allow people to leave out venue that actually has food vendors inside, and that way people back on time to your conference. So those would be areas, you know, to be able to cut budget.
Well said. And I just want to capture literally, as you were saying, Lynette Lee said, cut food. And so what I would say, having gone to, you know, over the last few years, and even before COVID, really, business conferences and business events, oftentimes like food is not included unless you are paying like at a VIP level or some other type of level. So you don't have to have food. Now, I know those of us, maybe that came out of the faith-based arena, like we're used to like food is at everything. But what I'm seeing definitely in the business arena, food is actually not something that is automatically included in the ticket price. And I love Lynette's point here, don't reduce your standards. It's a part of your brand, which kind of talks about,
that's
like
right.
You said, your atmosphere and all of that.
Yeah. Yeah, because you atmosphere, here, and you want to make sure that people are getting the experience they want. There's ways to get around the food situation. Like I said, the vendors, and people can just go straight to the food vendors themselves and purchase their own food. You do a break out and you're telling them what's in the area. Those are ways for people, you know, for you.
Wonderful, wonderful. And a shout out in the chat, TC, Bruce is shouting you out here. Welcome, welcome. Thanks for listening.
Hey, from Richmond.
How can people connect with you? You know, if they're, because you're in the Charlotte area, but how can people connect with you and, you know, just continue, maybe even do business with you?
I am clearly on Facebook at LaBelle Pappy. It's in the right in the heading. You can also at LP Wedding and Events. I'm also website is www.labellepevents.com. Any of those social media and internet platforms. You can reform if you're needing help with an event. And actually, Charvette, I really do want a special just for joining us tonight. That if you
awesome.
Need to join an event, you know, I do travel. I'm not just to Charlotte. I'm everywhere. but wherever you are, I do travel. And if you, since I don't just do full planning, I can customize services. I do referral services. And so you can go to my website, fill out the inquiry form, and you can type in 22 and you'll get 15% off your services on today with us.
All right. Thank you for that offer for the audience. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Vanessa said great, you know, great information. And also I love this, you know, point here. It's good to know what you absolutely want. This will be helpful for knowing what can be eliminated and make the decision easier. So business owners, again, that are, and I'm a proponent of, you know, hosting conferences, even hosting something small, meetups, you know, cocktail hours or, you know, things of that nature. You have the ability to
product
do that.
Launches, release parties.
Yeah.
You have a lot of authors. Very, I used to work for an author, you know, and she always did release parties based on her book, grand openings. These are events that our entrepreneurs should during their process of doing business.
Absolutely. And Wanda said, do you do events in other states? Yes, have an event, we'll travel.
Do.
Yes, thank you for that. Thank you for that question there. And so the goal of the show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And we want to know what continues to motivate you in this event planning space and helping. I know you do brides and entrepreneurs and all of that. What continues to motivate you?
Whole Charvette, I tell you, I have tried to walk away from this industry. It, I mean, just being a part of the industry excites me because it's all, and I love celebrations. To me, even a grand open celebration because it's a coming together. It's either entertaining, inspiring, or it's a celebration. You're receiving something of value, and so it just the end and being able to use my creativity, seeing what's new out there, it keeps me on my toes. I love it so much. I love it so
keep
much.
Keep you on your toes.
Yes, and there are so many people that surround me. My god sister, she's an event planner. Sister-in-law, she's even got the creative bug. So it's all around me.
It's all around you. Awesome. Karen said, yes. Comment from YouTube. Crystal said, hire food trucks. So certainly if that is aligns with the vibe of your event, your brand, though, and there are a plethora of those. So anyone watching or listening, come back in the comments. If you have a food truck, let us know you have a food truck and where you are. There may be people here that want to connect with you. Were there any tips or advice that you wanted to make sure you shared as we can? Our time just flew by, and I want to honor your time.
I know. It went real. I did want to say, you know, for I want to let the entrepreneurs know, you know, they're for me. I like for people to know they should use when they're planning an event. They need to be in the idea phase that, hey, you're told I need to do an event. You need to be asking yourself, what type of event do I need to do? Many people do I need to invite? Or what's my target audience for the event? In you phase where you're looking for the right space to fit your event. Atmosphere is very, very important when you're casting vision and looking for a venue. Ask questions to your venue to make sure that every dot, you know, every T is crossed, everything you need so that people can have a great time. Go back to budget. Make sure you're setting that budget. Don't leave home without it. Okay. And then the last thing is experience. The experience. You know why? Because you want to imagine what people are going to say about your event. That's the experience. The experience doesn't just start when you get to at the parking lot. And so you want your clients, your customers, your attendees to have a great experience. So imagine the experience. You start your planning from there. Those are my tips.
Well said. Well said. Thank you so much, Katona, for stopping by here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Certainly want to shout out from LinkedIn. If you're in the Petersburg, Virginia area, Tri area, all of that. There we have a venue owner right here saying, hey, we have a venue, Elegant Manor Cottage. Right there, 15 North Sycamore Street in Petersburg, Virginia. So this is on the screen. Screenshot it. And there you go. You can connect right there. Awesome. If you're on LinkedIn, go ahead and comment. And there is an event owner there, an option for you. Well, it has been a joy chatting with you. We're going to keep our eye out on you. And thank you for stopping by the show.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me, Charvette, and to all of the entrepreneurs and superpreneurs out there.
Thank you so much. Thank you. All right. Wonderful information given out today. Listen, as promised, I do have a retreat coming up, so I want to let you know a little bit about it. So here it is, and we'll be back to wrap up the show. For the last 6 years, I've hosted events in Richmond, Virginia, but in 2022, I introduced the Pop-Up Luxury Retreat happening in Orlando, Florida, November 3rd through November 6th. Something special happens to a group of women when they meet in person, dine together, and sleep on site without the distractions of the outer world and in a place that is a physical representation and manifestation of where they are going. After the last 2 years, I am positive you want connection, community, a touch of adventure, and a time to rejuvenate. So I'm inviting a very small group of women entrepreneurs and leaders to join me in Orlando, Florida, in a 10,000 square foot mansion. In this luxury setting, we'll focus on your marketing, your support systems, and your mindset. Schedule a meet and greet call at joincharvette.com to discuss this retreat. All right. I'd love to have you with me for this business retreat in Orlando. A few spaces left. Joincharvette.com is where you can get information and schedule a conversation to see if this is a good investment for your business. Thank you for those that were keeping it hot over on YouTube. Go ahead and subscribe to my channel. If you like this content, thank you for the subscribers that have already come on in. Vanessa, thank you for being here. Awesome. And so again, the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show is all about motivating, exciting, and influencing you. And we aim and we focus on our entrepreneurs and our small business owners. You might say, I'm brand new to you. Who are you, Charvette? What do you do? I'm a marketing consultant and I work with high achieving women entrepreneurs. A few lucky men get sprinkled in, and it's all about visibility, marketing, and branding your professional services to get more eyes on what you do and the transformations that you offer your clients, so that you generate more revenue and impact more people. And we're here every single week. So if you are a podcast listener, thank you for being there. If you're a person that says, hey, I'd like to subscribe to the podcast, it's available on all of the podcast distribution. Also, you can go to charvette.com, listen to all of our past shows, know who's coming up, check out the full bio for our guests. If you are on charvette.com, you can just look down below in the show notes. You have the link to Katona's website, her bio. If you're listening from Apple Podcasts or Stitcher or any of our podcast platforms, just look in the show notes and we have linked everything there for you. Thanks again for my sister Kim hanging out on YouTube saying great show. Thank you so much, Crystal, for being here. And it is a wrap. We're going to see you all later on the web. Go subscribe wherever you're watching, wherever you're hanging out, so that you can make sure you're a part of our next broadcast and our next shows. We'll see you all later. Glad to be back from vacay. Y'all like my side pony? Have a great week.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.